Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Mindshift Talk Radio. I am Stacey Emery, the personal development expert, as always joined by the phenomenal Mindshift crew, Mr. Billy Miller and Dr. Asi Dar. It is already Monday, another phenomenal mind-shifting Monday, and we have another great discussion for you. For those of you that are listening online, we ask that you join us in the chat room at mindshifttalkradio.com. Also, if you have any questions, any comments, if there's anything you'd like to hear from our panel tonight, feel free to give us a call at area code 347-989-0206. Also, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/MindShiftTalkRadio. But again, this is Mindshift Talk Radio. This is where we have real conversation about real folks addressing real issues that are affecting us every day in our society and in our communities. And we ask that when you come to this show, you come with an open mind and an open perspective. We discuss everything from health and relationships to finances to professional success and personal development. So there's always something here for you, our listeners at Mindshift Talk Radio. But without any further ado, we're going to get this conversation started. I'm going to go ahead and introduce my Mindshift crew to you. The first person I'm going to introduce you to is the man of the show. He holds it down. He's our brother. He keeps us in check. He comes with the spiritual and the Christian perspective. He teaches us. He counsels us. And he cracks us up. None other than the motivational minister himself, Mr. Billy Miller. Hey, Billy.
Hey.
What's going on?
It's my shift Monday.
You know it. You know it. And the other lady of the show, my sister and sidekick and partner in success, the natural Zen diva herself, Dr. Ayo T. Dar. What's up, Dr. Ayo?
Oh, wow. What's up, beautiful people?
Hello.
Oh. Guys, like I said, it is mind-shifting Monday. You know, someone asked me today, they said, hey, how's your day going? How's your Monday going? Are you making it? I said, am I making it? I'm loving it. I love Mondays. He's kind of like, oh, okay. You know, but I'm like, you know, some people that meet us just don't understand that we get psyched and crunk about Mondays because it's mind-shift Mondays. We're always excited about our shows. We're excited about our topics, and we're just excited about another great week. You never know what the week holds in store, but we know that it's going to be amazing things full of blessings and opportunities. So I, myself, get super excited about Mondays. I know in the past I used to be one of those people that dreaded Monday, but ever since we started my shift, it is just like the best day of the week. So, again, welcome to all of you that are listening to the show online, those of you that are going to be listening to the replays and the archives, we say kudos to you for being diligent about getting your mind shift in. Even if you can't make it to the live show, you're still listening to the replay. So thank you so much. And also, we encourage you to share the show information with your friends and family members, anyone that you know is in need of a mind shift. Definitely you want to have them tune in tonight because we're going to really discuss some very healthy topics. We're going to engage in very healthy discussion tonight. But before we start with this week's conversation, we always want to go back and do a recap of the previous week's show. And for those of you that may have missed last week's show, as I always say, shame on you, but make sure that you go back and check out the replay from last week. We had two amazing individuals join us on the panel, two very passionate individuals, passionate about helping our young people. And so with October celebrating World Teachers Day, on October 5th, we decided to honor our teachers and our educators by discussing how we can partner with them to empower our children and to equip our children with the tools and the resources that they need to be able to have the advantage. And so we were joined by Mr. Skeeta Jenkins, I said it, Mr. Skeeta Jenkins, and Ms. Danielle Ryder. And Dr. I, what's the name? I don't have everything for me. I think it's Dream Girls. Is it Dream Girls, the name of Danielle's nonprofit organization?
Yes, Dream Empowerment. And Dream Girls was the program that she runs out of Killeen, Texas.
Right. And I looked at the website, and we were talking about the website last week, just looking at the pictures and discussing some of the things that she does with these young girls in Texas. And so we talked about making sure that you're going to the website, getting some information, and finding out how you can get involved, whether you're in Texas or not, maybe starting something similar in your area as well. Again, you know, the mind shift doesn't stop in one city. This is worldwide. You know, we're online, so we just ask that you get involved in your own community. And one, maybe just mentoring one individual, one young girl or one young boy can make such a difference in our children's lives. So we just ask that you go back, check out the replay from last week. If you're interested in getting involved in your community, if you may have thought, you know, maybe I can be a big brother or a big sister, or what can I do as a parent to better equip my children? Maybe I don't have time, I'm overwhelmed, I'm stressed out, things are not working out the way I would like them to. You know, definitely go back and listen to that show. There were so many tools and resources that were shared on the show, valuable nuggets. So make sure you go back and check out last week's show. But anyway, as I said, you know, this is Mind Shift Monday. We have another new conversation for you guys, and this definitely is healthy conversation. I know it sounds funny, but I'm very serious. This is going to be a healthy topic that we are going to discuss tonight. And so let's see. Let's go ahead and have Dr. Io come on and kind of tell our listeners a little bit about what we're going to be discussing tonight. Before we bring out our guest, we're going to tell you a little bit about what we're going to be discussing tonight. Go ahead, Dr. Io. And we may have lost her. All right. So,
I'm sorry, you couldn't hear me?
Are you there? No, ma'am, we couldn't hear you.
Sorry. I'm over here going off, and you're like, wait, we may have lost her. I'm like, no, I'm here.
I'm glad it's you this week and not me, because normally it's me. So, yeah.
My bad, guys. But, yeah, Stacey, thank you so much. This is going to be, as always, thanks to all of our listeners for joining us tonight on Mind Shift. This show I'm really excited about, and I know that we have to kind of encourage you guys to tune in, because no one really worries about how to stay healthy until they're sick. But that's why we are here tonight, and we're joined by two phenomenal women that have practiced for many years, not just talking about being healthy, but actually instituting this in their lives. So tonight's discussion, we're really going to get into, you know, the importance of your diet, what things can you do now to really help yourself to stay healthy, you know, the importance of nutrition, detoxing. We're going to really hit on some really important subjects tonight. So I really encourage everyone who, if you have someone right now who's coughing, sneezing, sniffling, taking high blood pressure medication, has diabetes, has erectile dysfunction, is depressed, has anxiety, their colon is not working correctly. The list goes on and on. You guys know who they are. To go ahead and get them on the line, they can dial in 347-989-0206. They can dial in or they can join us online. But you all need it. They deserve to listen to this show tonight, because that's what we're going to be talking about. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce our special guest tonight. We've got Medina Nance. She has been on MindShift a couple times now. We always love to have her on because she just pours into us, and she's someone that I truly can glean from every time she comes on. She's out of Chicago, Illinois. She's an herbalist who really focuses on helping people to safely come off their medications and live healthier lives with nutritional healing, system cleansing, and homeopathics. So she's on the line tonight. Medina, can you hear us okay? Are you?
Yes, I can. Good evening, everybody.
Hey, Medina.
Right. Hey, Medina. All right. And then we also have another phenomenal woman that I truly glean from and aspire to in so many ways. is Miss Benta Oliver. She's out of Daytona Beach, and she specializes in reflexology, weight management, and body detox. And she's been doing this, living it, preaching it, breathing it for over 20 years. So, Benta, can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Thank you, and welcome to the show. We are so excited to have you on.
Definitely, definitely. I'm so excited about this conversation. And, you know, before we get into the conversation, because I know, Dr. Isle, whenever we talk about health and healing and diet and nutrition and all that stuff, Dr. Isle always takes off. And so I want to just go ahead and give you guys a little bit of a little information as to how we came about tonight's topic of discussion. So I'll give you guys a little bit of history behind it. Now, we've had health and wellness shows before on MindShift. Of course, with MindShift, we're always looking to create that paradigm shift in every area of your life, and we're always focusing on your mental health and your physical health and your spiritual health. Well, recently, I was introduced to a documentary that I just thought was, I mean, astounding, really, by one of my mentors and favorite people in the world, Mr. Chris Gross, the Possibilitarian. And he shared this documentary with me called Forks Over Knives. Now, you guys, some of you may have already be familiar with this documentary. I know Michael Bazin is really promoting this thing. Former NBA MVP Steve Nash is talking about this. There's a line and list of celebrities that are endorsing this documentary. And I'm a little late probably. Usually I am when it comes to, you know, new shows or music or whatever it may be. But Chris introduced this to me. And I have to tell you guys, you know, most people would think, well, a documentary about food or diet or health or whatever it may be a little blah. But that was not the case with this. You know, and I will say this now. I'm gonna put a plug out there. If you have Netflix, if anyone has Netflix, you have to go online right now and add this documentary to your instant queue, Fork Over Knives. Now, with Fork Over Knives, I don't even know where to start with all that it covers. I do want to give you kind of a synopsis about this documentary, because you'll hear tonight that we're not only going to talk about Forks Over Knives, but that's really the premise for the show. So I want to give you a little synopsis, a little background information about it. Now, really, it's based on some studies that were done by two doctors, Dr. Colin Campbell and Dr. Caldwell Esselstein, if I'm saying his name correctly. Now, Dr. Campbell is a nutritional scientist at Cornell University, and Dr. Esselstein, he's a top surgeon and the head of the Breast Cancer Task Force at the Cleveland Clinic. And basically, in the studies that they've conducted for over 30 years, they determined that degenerative diseases like heart disease, type 2 diabetes, even several forms of cancer could almost always be prevented. And in many cases, these diseases were reversed by adopting a whole foods, a plant-based diet. And so they share some interesting facts on this documentary, and you can even read about this stuff online, but they share that 2 out of every 3 of us are overweight. And for some people, you might be like, really? For most of us, we're kind of like, yeah, we figured as much. But 2 out of 3 of us are overweight, and cases of diabetes are exploding, you know, especially among our younger population. And so it says about half of us are taking at least one prescription drug, and Dr. Isle can comment on that. And then it says that major medical operations have become routine, helping to drive healthcare costs to astronomical levels. Now, how many times have you guys engaged in conversation, whether it was in the hair salon, in the barbershop, on your lunch break, about how the healthcare business, especially when it comes to pharmaceutical sales and drugs, is just like ridiculous? You know, I remember personally, I've shared this many a times about how I felt that many doctors I have visited have been prescription happy, always wanting to write a prescription, right? And I'm sure many of you can relate to that. And so this documentary touches on those things, and it talks about how, you know, billions of dollars are spent each year battling these conditions like diabetes and cancer and so forth, but we never really hear how to not only prevent these diseases, but how to reverse these diseases. And so that's what this documentary talks about. And again, that's the premise for tonight's show. So for tonight, we're going to go a little bit more into detail about these, kind of bring it closer to home, I guess, and really get more personal with it, hearing some testimonies, hearing from our experts that are on our panel tonight, and giving all of you, our listeners, an opportunity to call in, share your thoughts, but again, also ask your questions. If there's some questions you've been dying to answer or you just haven't known where to get the truthful answers, then you want to make sure that you call in tonight to take part in this conversation. So with that being said, again, you are listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery, Dr. Ayal Kedar, the Natural Zen Diva, and Mr. Billy Miller, the Motivational Minister. We're discussing forks over knives and how to regain your health. So I'm going to pass it back over to my partner, Dr. Ayal. Dr. Ayal, it's all yours.
All
and
right.
We can't hear you. There you are. Okay.
All right. So let's get into, Stacey, you pretty much shared the jump off right there. Is let's get into food, you know, and the importance of diet. Medina, if you want to start off.
Well, I don't know. It's so much to say on it. And I think if you guys haven't seen, good evening, everyone. Peace and blessings to you. If you haven't seen Forks Over Knives, everyone needs to see it because it's a basic, simple thing, and it's nothing new. Since the 80s, when I first got into the field of health, there have been a lot of doctors talking about this, but they're just not in the mainstream. We don't hear of them. I used to have free weekly meetings, and even when I taught the herbalist classes at Northeastern, I would always show a video called Diet for a New America. Some of you might be familiar with it. It was originally a book by John Robbins. His father had the Baskin-Robbins chain. And in the video, he revealed quite a bit, and I showed that video over the years, and it really revealed a lot. There was a doctor in there, Dr. McDougall, and all of his patients that would come to him, he just changed their diet. He showed them how to eat a plant-based diet, and he gave them some simple math. He told them meat and dairy causes high fat and cholesterol in the body. And they even went a step further, which Food Inc., the documentary, did, and took you to the farms. I learned so much from Diet for a New America because they showed that's why a lot of the meat and dairy and fruits and vegetables are being recalled with the E. coli, the listeria, all of these dangerous things. It's because of the fecal matter that gets into the soil and the water. So they gave you a lot of reasons in Forks Over Knives and other documentaries like Diet for a New America to eat organic. And if you're making a transition, because I'm not saying everybody has to be a vegan, but I will say this, if you're going to eat meat and dairy, it definitely should be farm-raised and organic, because the food that we have today is not like the food that was here, say, 60 years ago when people raised their own. So that's what I got a lot from Forks Over Knives, is that we need to eat more simply and go back to basics. So I'm going to let, you know, other people chide in and, you know, ask questions or say whatever they want. I don't want to take up all the time, but it's no new message. It's a simple message.
Okay, wonderful. And so you guys definitely, y'all can jump in. Binta, how do you feel about the food and diet and,
Well, really, truly, there isn't. I totally agree with Medina on that aspect of the food and diet, and I'm not saying that everybody should be a vegetarian either, but after you've seen Food Inc., really and truly, common sense would say, what are your choices? So I usually tell my clients, you make the decision that's best for you, but at least do 80 raw and 20, 50-50 if you can do 80-20. Try to do 50-50 raw food and try for it to be organic instead of it being just regular food. And then I know there are many issues about organic, but even if it's not organic, the basic that should be organic are your meat and your dairy if nothing else, make that be organic. If you can't do anything else, but I say start out 50-50. 50% raw, 50% cook, and take it from there.
And when you say raw, what do you mean by that? Because some people I know, when they think raw, well, I should say, so I know there are probably people out there, when they hear raw, they think like raw meat. I've actually had that question.
I wouldn't say, I do not know those people because, I mean, let's just be with common
They're
sense.
In Kentucky.
In the audience, yes, we'd be talking about raw meat and raw fish, but here in America, we know we're not into raw meat. We're not even into raw fish. The bottom line is raw veggies and eat your fruits from the original source instead of eating it from the cans and eating it from frozen or eating it from, yeah, that's basically the way you can get your fruits. You can get it in the can, you can get it frozen, you can get it fresh. Eat your fruits fresh and eat your veggies, as much of it as you can eat raw, eat it raw instead of cooking.
Okay. Now, you know, I would like for us to kind of go a little bit deeper into the different illnesses because, as we said, you know, earlier, just given the synopsis on the documentary, it went into great detail about individuals that suffered from various illnesses and then showed how with a plant-based diet, which I would like for you guys to elaborate a little bit more on, but once they incorporated a plant-based diet, it showed individuals that had, you know, type 2 diabetes that were able to reverse that and, you know, get off of medication. There was one woman on there, you know, just totally inspired me. It showed a woman, I think it was back like in the 80s, she used to run track and, I mean, she did like triathlons and all this stuff. And then she was diagnosed with breast cancer. And later the cancer spread to different parts of her body. And so she was basically told to go home and just wait to die. And so she was introduced to this new concept by these two doctors in terms of how to change her diet. And it showed her several years later, she's still, I mean, you can tell that she aged, but I mean, she's still healthy, she's still fit, she's active, and she's doing all these things. And so it just made me think about, you know, how many of us suffer from various ailments, whether it's something, you know, severe like cancer or maybe something a little bit less extreme, maybe the beginning stages of diabetes, or even individuals like me that have suffered with asthma, you know, from the time that I was a child. You know, I'm at the point now after looking at that documentary saying, you know, maybe a lot of the things that I've experienced over the years with asthma and sinuses and so forth like that are strongly tied to my diet. You know, and we hear this. We hear individuals say, you know, we'll resort to a raw food diet or a diet or a whole food diet, but many of us are not really sure what that means. So I'd like to hear thoughts from you, Medina, first in terms of diabetes. I know that you're dealing with several clients. What are some of the issues that your clients are coming to you with, even if it's diabetes or something else, but what are some of the treatments that you offer to them on more of a holistic or alternative approach?
Well, you know, that was well set up. You started in a good place, Stacy, because I realized years ago that most people in the U.S. are pre-diabetic, and they don't even know it. But we're geared in our society to wait until there's a disease. Now, when I first started back in the 80s, I had a daycare center, and I had children, and they had all kind of problems, asthma, sinuses, eczema, you know, you name it. I just basically made some major changes in their diet, and I juiced for them, and I gave them liquid cod liver oil in a flavor, of course. The mm-hmm. only herb that I gave them was catnip because it's so wonderful for children. It calms them down, but it doesn't make them lethargic. It's good for their immune and digestive system. So I told their parents that. I didn't want their parents to think that I was drugging them behind their back. But they would say things after about 3 months of the children, you know, change their diet. They would say, well, you know, they're just so good over here. They're calm and, you know, what are you doing? So I told them what I did. The problem that I found, because after that they started referring people to me. That's how I kind of, you know, got into it. They started referring people to me, and, of course, I started getting more educated into, you know, food, vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathics, you know, things like that. And I found, and this is the reason why there's no cure for anything here in America. They can make so much money on drugs, but we participate because I was so disenchanted and disheartened back then because I would tell people about the changes they needed to make to their diet. And I think it was 50-50 on my part. Maybe I didn't break it down and explain it or inspire them well enough. On their part, it's just easier to take a pill. And I find that with herbs, too. People come in and they want me to say, oh, you have type 1 diabetes or you have type 2 diabetes. Here, take this, you know, like a drug thing. Why I love Forks Over Knives and documentaries, you know, like Diet for a New America, Food Matters, Food Inc., there are so many, is because it lets us take responsibility for us. And that's what we have to do. I like things like, I don't know if you guys have heard of Dr. Joel Fuhrman. He did a PBS special called 3 Steps to Incredible Health. Now, the reason why I mention him, I don't want to veer off of Forks Over Knives, is of all of the doctors, because I've seen a lot of doctors, Dr. McDougall, you know, a lot of doctors show their patients how to eat better and get off these drugs and have a healthier life. But Dr. Joel Fuhrman, you guys got to check that out too, 3 Steps to Incredible Health. He breaks it down so well, telling people about anabolic and catabolic digestion. I mean, we eat food and store it, then we have to burn it. And in China, and they touched on this in Forks Over Knives, their intake is 30% higher in calories than ours, yet they're 20% less in weight than us. And I'll say it's even higher because I studied in China, in Beijing. And my biggest education wasn't in the classrooms. It was out on the streets, just, you know, being around people, sitting down, having tea, watching them do Tai. Not everyone, but a lot of people did Tai Chi in the morning. They're more active. It's not rocket science. What they need to do and what I give everybody when they come in is I give them a healthy food upgrade list. And I tell them, look, I can put you on herbs, vitamins, and minerals, and this is a catalyst, and it'll help. But what caused the problem is food. So what's going to cure the problem is food. So that's the approach that I take, because I always think about Bill Clinton. I don't know if you guys know that he had a stomach bypass surgery to lose weight. Mm-mm. Then he turned around, and I'm sure when he got it, he thought that he would avoid, you know, our biggest killer, heart disease, but he didn't. That was one surgery he had, the stomach surgery for weight loss. Then he had quadruple bypass surgery. And then he woke up because after the quadruple bypass surgery, the next surgery he had, they had to put stents in his arteries to open them up for blood flow. That's when he got it. Dr. Sanjay Gupta interviewed him on CNN, and he had finally met a doctor who showed him how to eat live plant-based foods. And it's simple. He said, you know, I haven't been this size since I was in college. I have more energy. I love the foods I'm eating. Well, if our doctors were more geared toward nutrition and prevention than just drugs and surgery, and don't get me wrong, I value our doctors. We do need the drugs and surgery because of the food. But he could have done this originally. But sometimes it takes time for people to grow. That's why I like Dr. Joel Fuhrman in 3 Steps to Incredible Health, because he takes your hand and leads you along the way and, you know, helps you understand. So when I look at plant-based diets, I'll say this, and then I'll turn it over. Green vegetables, onions, mushrooms, beans, berries, seeds, those are superfoods that can really help us, and juicing. And I find when people eat more foods that are higher in those micronutrients, they have energy and they don't crave those other foods. And here's what I love about the plant-based diet. It reverses the cholesterol buildup in the arteries. That's our number one killer. It reverses the inflammation in the body. That's the root of most of our problems. So it's not a hard thing to do. You have to look at the foods that are, you know, really nutritious, but those green vegetables, onions, mushrooms, I mean, they've done studies on these foods and found they lower cancer, they reverse diseases. So I'm looking to the future of, hey, I may not even be in business the way I am now, but a good trade-off would be if people were healthier and I didn't have to worry about diseases in the future.
Definitely. And I can hear my brother Billy over there nodding his head. Billy, what are your thoughts?
Hey, I'm over here learning. You know, I just had a birthday and had some birthday cake, so I'm just feeling just guilty. Nah, but
you shouldn't feel guilty. I think if we eat great the majority of the time, you can treat yourself sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, does that make sense? If you eat good the majority of the time, it's just when we eat bad the majority of the time, that's the problem.
Right, right, right.
And I know you aren't eating like that all the time, Billy.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I'm doing pretty good. It was my fourth, but I'm doing pretty good, though. I'm one of the ones I always was talking about, you know, wait till you get sick and then have to eat healthy. So, but I'm still doing it.
You know what? I wonder, have you guys heard of a book called The Rave Diet and Lifestyle? It comes with a video called, a DVD called Eating. And it's very similar. It's the same thing, but, you know, it's called The Rave Diet and Lifestyle. And I was sharing with Stacy, there were two great testimonials from this book. I actually Xerox page 24 and 25 and give it to as many people as I can. It's a testimonial of a medical doctor who had prostate cancer that rapidly spread throughout his body. He was 46 years old. He was an oncologist told him they did all they could do, sent him home to die. Well, when he got on a plant-based diet, it actually reversed the cancer. He went back to the doctors, had it documented on his records, and 10 years into his remission, he missed, I guess we're social creatures, he missed certain foods, so he got back on things like chicken and eggs, you know, not red meat, but the cancer returned. So that tells you something. Now, they didn't say whether it was farm-raised organic. I'm willing to bet it wasn't, but they're telling people it came back. Now, instead of him just going back to the plant-based diet, his medical training convinced him that it wasn't the diet that reversed it. And that sounds insane, but sometimes, you know, people want to eat the foods that they want to eat so bad, they're not willing to give them up even though these foods are making them sick. The same thing happened with a woman who had breast cancer. She had breast cancer, and it spread throughout her body. And she did take herbal supplements, but she did the plant-based diet along with it. 10 years or so into her remission, she went back to eating eggs and, you know, chicken and dairy, and her cancer returned. Well, she was smart. She went back to the plant-based diet, and it reversed it. So I only share this to say what you guys already know. We know the body's designed by God to heal itself. But we can't just wait until our backs are in the corner. I mean, you know, sometimes it happens that way. Sometimes I'll see people and they might have cancer in the fourth stage. I don't play around. I direct them to a piece. You guys can go to YouTube and check it out, or I don't know, it might be on Netflix. It's called The Beautiful Truth, and it gives you the whole history of Dr. Max Gerson. I just refer people over and ask them, you know, if you need anything, I'm here for you. But if it's cancer that has spread throughout your body, I don't want to just put you on a lot of stuff. I want you to get the best care you can. So I believe in outsourcing people, because we're talking about people's lives and health.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you guys to check that out, too, if you haven't. It's called The Beautiful Truth. It's so much information in there. You have to sit down and get your cup of tea, because it's going to blow you away. I mean, not in the sense that it's something totally new, but just in the sense that the government has pressed so much.
If a person has like high blood pressure, that's a popular one, and high cholesterol, those are two silent killers. So
yeah.
With that, are you suggesting that, okay, if those two people, those two categories, should start off with a plant-based diet?
Most definitely. And the plants will reverse. Now, what I try to do is, like I said, I started with nutrition, and I began to incorporate vitamins, minerals, herbs. I like to use herbs, vitamins, and minerals as catalysts, you know, to help the healing process, you know. Because within 30 days, I tell people, look, I don't care what cholesterol med you're on. All drugs are toxic to the liver. But if they're on a cholesterol medication, within 30 days, they can be off of it. But if they get on a plant-based diet, that ensures that it won't come back. Whereas if they take the herbals for a short period of time and it lowers the cholesterol and they don't change their diet, it could come back. That's what I love about the plant-based diet. And again, if you don't have high cholesterol, you don't have high blood pressure, and you eat meat within moderation, I just love the way the sister laid out the percentage, 80%. You know, because let's face it, by the time you're coming in to see her, if you're coming in to see me or anybody else, you got to get on the case. You know, we can't tell you, oh, eat what you like and enjoy. You know, you have to get on it. But what I love about it is these are foods you love. I mean, who doesn't? I'll tell you what my favorite meal is, and you guys can share yours. Beans and rice, collard greens, a large salad, and a sweet potato. I'm in seventh heaven. I love that. I mean, and I won't sit there and smell anything else around me and want it and just feel like I've got to have it. I love that. That's my favorite meal.
Definitely.
So,
ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery, Dr. Ayal Kedar, and Mr. Billy Miller. We are discussing the documentary Forks Over Knives, but we're really going into detail about healthy living, and we're talking more about incorporating a plant-based diet. And so we're joined by our own certified well, she's not our own, but we like to call you our own, Medina, our very own special certified herbalist, Miss Medina Nance, and our special guest as well, Miss Benita Oliver, that is living exactly what we're discussing. Miss Oliver lives the life that we are discussing and what many of us are aspiring to be more like. And, you know, I know Miss Oliver made a comment earlier. She was talking a little bit about organic and, you know, making sure that we're really looking at labels and making sure we're eating what's truly organic. But, you know, with her accent, you know, this came to mind. I know there was one part, and I'll tell you where I'm going with this, but there was one part in the documentary where they shared a fact that, you know, the USDA is pushing for us to incorporate more dairy into our diets, especially to women. We're being told, and for those of you that have had children, you know, I know you probably remember the doctor saying, well, you have to have more calcium, you have to drink more milk and so forth like that because you don't want to suffer from osteoporosis and it's good for the baby and so forth. And so in the documentary, they talked about why is it that, you know, we're being told to incorporate more dairy into our diet so that we will not suffer from osteoporosis, whereas in other countries where they're not taking as much dairy into their diets, they're not suffering from osteoporosis the way we are in America. And so my question for Ms. Oliver, and I want to hear your, you know, everyone else's thoughts, if you have any thoughts about this, but my question to Ms. Oliver is this. Do you think that part of this has to do with the mindset coming from a different cultural perspective? Do you think that our culture and our upbringing plays a lot in, you know, what we eat, what we choose to eat, and our health? I'm not sure if you've witnessed, I know for me personally, with my family being from Central America, I never really witnessed so many people suffering from cancer and osteoporosis and so forth like you see here in America. What are your thoughts about it, Ms. Oliver?
Well, that can be quite a long answer, but first I would like to say that the problem that we have in here in America is people do not like to eat greens. Mm-hmm. And that's why we have an issue with, that's why the doctors are saying drink more milk, because it's so easy for people to drink milk over for them to make a salad and eat more broccoli and eat more collards. It's easy to drink some milk and eat some yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
But also one of the issues that we're having is the fact that people don't like to take, we do not like to take time to prepare our meals. And that's one of the issues. So because we're not taking time to prepare our meals, we are not getting the opportunity to incorporate the more greens, like I said earlier, into our diet, because when you go out to eat, the food that they're giving you is really not food. It just looks like food, but it's not food. The minute they put it in the microwave to heat it up, they already destroy the food. So that's a problem. Also, another problem we have, and I don't think it really have anything to do with the culture. It's just the fact that we have a lot of different machines that they have created in America for us to be tested on. And in order for those machines to prove that they're worth their penny, if people go in to be tested and there is nothing wrong, well, there is no need for the machine. So the machines are there so that when people get tested, something is going to be wrong. That is the reality. And people, a lot of people want to be sick. That's why there's so many sick people in America, because when they're sick, they get attention. So people create these illnesses because they hear it on the news, or more people are obese, or more people are having breast cancer, or more people are having diabetes. So like you said earlier, two in three are obese. And that's just the harsh reality of everything. I mean, if we took a survey right now of how many of us are on the show, how many people are on the show who are on the IDW? You don't. No, nobody don't have to put their hands up, but so you just have to, you know, let's just think about it. How many of us are our IDW? And these are the things that we need to pay attention to. This, so we need to get more greens in our diet. So then they don't have to say we need more calcium, because the truth of the matter is we do need more calcium. Most people of color do not have enough vitamin D in their body because they're so busy. They don't want to go outside and get sun. A simple thing like let's go outside. No, we don't want to do that.
Why are you talking about me, Miss Oliver? You don't have to put my business in the street like that, Miss Oliver. For real.
We have these issues of not enough sun, then we have less calcium, you know, less vitamin D in our body. Then next thing you know, we have less calcium because it's not synthesizing. So it's like everything is a precursor. These are the issues that we're having that we need to take care of. And it's just like Medina said earlier, you know, when she come upon somebody who is having a big issue when they say they have cancer, my issue with when people come in and they have cancer, I really want to know what's been going on in your life, because cancer is not just a physical thing, it's a mind thing.
Don't go there yet. We're going there later. Don't even go there yet.
So anyway... Okay, I'm not going to go any further, but the bottom line is let's start putting more broccoli into our diet. Let's start putting more collards in our diet. Let's start eating more lettuce that are baby, those little baby spring mix. And like I said, go buy the organic. And the easiest thing is if you eat and I want to promote cantaloupe, because cantaloupe is another it's one of those foods that are high in certain nutrients. But I practice the Eat Right for Your Blood Type program, but not everything about the Eat Right for Your Blood Type program, because I don't believe you should eat all the meat that the same O should eat, because I'm an O and I refuse to eat that meat. So I think the Eat Right for Your Blood Type have a lot of significance in lowering the cholesterol, in keeping people from having allergies, in keeping people from even developing a lot of illnesses they develop because they're not eating the foods that act like medicine in their body. So,
right. You touched on a lot of great points just now. I mean, I think you were looking at our notes, because you've already talked about two things that we want to discuss on the show tonight. But like I said, hold your thought on that, because, of course, this is Mind Shift Talk Radio. And so, you know, you just hit us. You know, you came I'm going to wait because I was sitting here just like kicking my leg when you were talking about the cancer piece and you were talking about the mindset, and that's definitely something we want to discuss. But before we get into that conversation, we do have a caller on the line, so I hope you guys are open to taking a phone call. And we have a special caller that's joining us. The person that introduced me to this documentary, Mr. Chris Gloss, is on the line. So, hey, Chris, welcome to Mind Shift Talk Radio.
Hey, thank you so much. It's a pure plum pleasing pleasure to be on with so many great experts talking about such a phenomenal subject. And I can tell you, Miss Oliver, she was not reading anybody notes because she was just sharing all of the laundry I've been trying to hide from everybody for years. Miss Oliver has been reading my mail on this radio show, and I'm looking for her right now. I'm about to jump in my car and go find Miss Oliver.
Right.
Let me tell you, I love this show. I was sharing this quote the other day by Keith Harrell, and usually when I share this quote with people, I'm always talking about the words that we speak. So I love Miss Oliver beginning to open a door to talk about the mind shift or the mind part of it, but as I was listening to this show, this quote related to my eating habits. It goes like this. Keith Harrell once said, garbage in, garbage, and at that time most people say garbage out, but not so. Garbage in, garbage stays. When we eat bad food or we eat unhealthy things, it just doesn't leave your body all the time. Some of those things stay and become toxic. And then it's working against you. It's causing you to shorten your lifespan. So garbage in, garbage stays, and guess what? And it stinks. And it stinks. Many of the diseases that people are experiencing is because of what we're putting in. You know, and I don't have to talk about anybody else. I guess just talk about my own life. But I don't want to take too much time from the show tonight because I have a question for Medina and Miss Oliver. Because I'm all gung-ho ready to go for this plant-based diet. I've already changed my eating habits and incorporated more plant-based foods into my diet. However, looking at the news, it's like every week, you just talked about, Miss Oliver talked about cantaloupes. That was on the watch list. Now lettuce is on the watch list. Every week, it seemed like it's an attack against this information that's coming out that could reverse diseases. So share with me, where can I go to make sure that I could get some quality produce to, you know, to put on the inside so I could reverse anything that's going on, whether you're pre-diagnosed or whatever's going on in there. Where could I go and what could I do to prevent getting those types of things that that's not going to be healthy, but we deem they're healthy to live this plant-based lifestyle?
Well, one of the things that I personally believe is try to eat the food that are grown in your area. This way you know that it's not loaded with all of the super Monsanto's processing that I don't know how many people saw Food Inc., but that's the harsh reality that we're facing in America. It's only four people control the food that we're getting, and those are the same four people that control the pharmaceuticals. So based on that fact, we have got to start planting our foods and share community gardens because that's the only hub we're not going to be loaded with the food that are to be grown super fast and the chicken that are not grown super fast and the pigs that are not grown. Well, forget the pigs. Don't even eat them.
Yeah.
All the food that are not, even the salmon is grown super fast now. They're not even grown in the ocean anymore.
Right.
So the whole way for you to get the food that are whole, that are not super processed, is for you to get it from a local farmer. Also, for you to get your food from growing as much of it as you can. If you live in an apartment, plant something in some pots. So you can have the food that you know you had something to do with.
Definitely. Medina, any thoughts?
I agree with Benita wholeheartedly. what we might want to think about is the seeds, because I know Monsanto has really taken over. If you guys notice now, there are like seedless this and seedless that.
Mm-hmm.
And Food Inc., they talked about how Monsanto just gangstered it. But I believe that we need not become overwhelmed, you know, to the point of just, ooh, I don't know what to do, because that's what people, I hear people say, well, everything is going to kill us. Well, that's where your faith and prayer comes in. Because when Sister Benita talked about the test, I remember thinking how I tell people privately. I don't say it on my weekly TV show, but I say it privately. I've never had a mammogram, because the mammograms actually are causing cancer.
Hello.
A lot of these tests out here are detrimental, and I know it's October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I get crucified. People don't want to believe that the pink ribbons and the walks and the marathons and the great speeches are doing anything, but the truth is they've taken in billions of dollars. And, you know, some drugs have come to the forefront, I'm sure, to help cancer patients, but what we're talking about tonight isn't coming to the forefront, and I'm not going to wait on it. Because when we talked about the dairy, the American Dairy Association cut a deal with the Board of Health. That's why we're all taught about meat and dairy being 50% of our intake. And we were all trained with it if you came up and were educated in the U.S., and we followed it, and now we see the results. Heart disease is killing us. Cancer is taking over. So I think that places like Whole Foods, they're high. But you can go to places like Trader Joe's, you know, look around, you know, try to grow your own, see if you can get some non-GMO seeds. Those are the things we need to do. And we can do it. Yes, we can.
Well, y'all,
does that answer your question, Chris?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm so thankful. And just want to add one more quick question. What are their thoughts on frozen foods? Are those better handled and better processed for consumption, if it's not feasible to grow, or if you're on the go so much? You know, like I travel a lot, so, you know, for me to grow something, by the time I get back to Atlanta, it's dead. So is it better just to have some frozen vegetables? Because I hate calories.
Well, they have organic. Yeah, they
right.
have frozen organic. It all depends on the chemicals that they put on it.
Okay.
Well, you know, I hate to have to be the bearer of bad news, but I understand that you travel a lot, but I always tell my clients this. If you are so busy that you can't take care of your health, what's the point of working so hard? Because in the long run, you're going to fall in the category of you have got to go sit in that person's office for them to give you something so you can live better and feel better. So, yes, you're traveling a lot, but you, and I don't want to sound like the mother here, you're going to have to make it a priority.
Be the mother.
You're going to have to make it a priority to go to a health food store when you're traveling and get some health food, get some healthy food instead of eating in the restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to make it a priority to take care of yourself first so that all this money that you're making is worth making it. Because if you ever notice in Hollywood, the people who really have it good, they're the ones who eat good. So I'm like, why is it that most people think that they must have everything in place in order for them to eat good? Because by the time everything is in place, it's too late. So that's my truth in that.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, Mr. Chris Gloss. We appreciate
you
calling in.
Thank you. I'm going to take my black eye from Miss Oliver and go home because she done beat me down.
I'm sorry, Chris.
That is so funny. Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, thanks again to Chris Gloss for calling in. Great questions he had as well. But, you know, we're coming up at the end of the hour, and I want to make sure that we don't end the show without getting into that mind shift conversation that Ms. Oliver brought up. And I would like to hear from each of you your thoughts about how important it is for us to not only have that mind shift to live healthier lifestyles, but also what role do you think our current mindsets play in our health right now? So I'm going to start off with you, Dr. Ayo.
She got that A phone. It ain't got up to the eye yet. You know, it's kind of lower grade.
Okay, Ruth. Okay, so do we have to come back to Dr. Isle? Let's go over to Miss Oliver because you brought it up, Miss Oliver. So tell me your thoughts. If you could just tell us in about 1 minute, what are your thoughts in terms of mind-body health?
Mind-body health is the key to health because the way – I don't know how many people have read anyway, I only have a minute. But the point is the mind determines what – how things happen in your life. It was proven that a group of elderly who are now in their 80s, when they were in their 20s, they did a survey, and the ones who thought they were going to be healthy are still healthy. The ones who thought that they were going to be sick, they got sick. It's that mm-hmm. simple. Your mind is the key to your success physically, emotionally, mentally.
I love her. I endorse that message. I approve that message. I'm going to go over to Medina. What are your thoughts, Medina, in about 1 minute?
Well, I agree with her. I mean, I've read several books where they actually equate different illnesses to your mindset, like breast cancer with, you know, anger and holding mm-hmm. on. So with everything, I always put the word of God first, and I get in trouble. I even post it on Facebook. The truth shall set you free, but it'll piss you off first. And a lot of people get angry, but I tell them, read Leviticus, because I'm not going to circumvent God. And it's a reason why he separates in the Bible the safe and unsafe foods to eat. And I find if a lot of people would follow that and see that God set up prevention instead of treatment, we would be a lot better off. So pray, you know, ask God, because he wants us to be in good health, but there is a little caveat to that. We have to be obedient to him. So that's something I get to share with people after I get to know them a little bit better, and some people want to hear it, some people don't.
Right. And Billy, what are your thoughts?
Man, I'm still chewing on this quote I just heard Ms. Oliver say, where she said, if you're too busy to take care of your health, then what's the purpose of working so hard? That is just profound, and just I'm still stuck on that right now.
You sitting over there with a black eye too?
I got a black eye too because I'm busy, and yeah, you can't be too busy for your health because then you go wind up it's no purpose. I mean, you just go work hard to not work at all.
Definitely. And did Dr. Isle get back on the line?
I did. I tell you what. I mean, I heard what was going on. You guys can hear me, but it's okay. And I really am so thankful that we were able to have Medina Nance and Benta Oliver on here tonight to share with us, you know, some really key points in how to just keeping it real. Guys, we got to do better. And that's everything y'all heard tonight is we need to do better. And I know it's hard. Because they put the junk in everything. You can't run away from it. You just going to have to face it. So the reality is we have to do better, and it starts with us. So I know we don't have that much time, and I know we have to give them time to share their contact info. So, Stacey, I'm going to hand it back over to you.
All righty. Well, yes, we are short on time, but I just want to say this. If you're unable to get any information, if there were any questions that were unanswered tonight, please make sure, or if you'd like to get more contact information for both of our guests tonight, Ms. Benta Oliver and Ms. Medina Nance, make sure that you reach out to us on Facebook. Again, it's facebook.com/mindshifttalkradio. And also you can send us an email, and we can forward your email if there's anything that you'd like to get over, any messages you'd like to get over to our guest tonight. Send us an email at mindshifttalkradio@gmail.com, and we'll be sure to get your information over to our guest and connect you guys as well. But again, we thank you, Ms. Benta Oliver and Medina Nance. Thank you so much for joining us tonight and for sharing your knowledge and your wisdom with us. Truly, you guys are passionate about it because you guys just ran with the conversation, and there's so much that we'd like to share, so we definitely want to invite you guys to come on to a future show if you guys are open to the invitation. Are you guys both open to the invitation?
Anytime. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you. And thank you to all of you that have listened to the show. Yes. Did someone call me? No? Okay. Thank you to everyone that has listened to the show tonight. Make sure that you're here with us again next Monday, every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for Mind Shift Talk Radio. You guys be blessed. Have a phenomenal week, and we'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank
Likewise.
Mind Shift Radio.